Hey, I'm Dollar Bill Lako, Certified Financial Planner. I'm here today with Dr. Gene Hensler, Mark Bendinelli. Well, I'm here to give just a little bit more advice.
Well, let's go.
On repairing damaged credit. Did you know Atlanta's consumers are have the third highest credit card debt in the nation?
I can believe that.
Third highest.
I can believe that very easily.
All right, look. First of all,
so if you got bad credit, you're going to tell us how we get out of it.
Yes. Here's, you know what? I'm going to skip to the end.
How about paying your bills?
No, I'm going to skip to the end because this is the most important thing.
Okay.
Be wary of any offers companies claiming to solve your problem.
There you go.
Okay? That's the most important thing. Most of them, what they do is they'll go in. You can actually dispute any negative claim on your credit report. So you hire them. They'll go in and do it temporarily so they can boost your FICO score. Then you go get more credit. This, you know what I'm saying? This sounds like the federal government here.
Who's our friend, the female who's with some credit bureau kind of thing?
Consumer credit. Well, I think it's not consumer credit counseling anymore. Yeah.
But she comes on and gives some good solid advice.
Yeah.
Right, go ahead.
Anyway, so the first thing is making sure your FICO score is at an adequate level. What's an adequate level? Generally, if you have at least 740, you're going to qualify for the most favorable credit terms. You're going to be pretty hard-pressed to get any credit if your credit score is less than 620. Now, what makes that up? Payment history, 35%. Credit utilization, 30%, meaning are you maxed out or not? And do you actually even use credit? Because, you know, it's kind of a weird scenario. They don't even want to give you credit if you don't use your credit.
You can have 10 credit cards, charge $100 on maybe one of them, pay it off, and you still have crappy credit.
That's right. You got to use a little more.
You got to use them.
Just a little more.
Yeah.
Yep. Length of credit history, 15%. Types of credit used, 10%. Recent search for credit, 10%. So every time somebody pulls your credit.
Do you know what types of credit are? I'm not trying to put you
on the spot. Well, no. There's, you know, whether it's revolving credit or, you know, student loans, home mortgage.
Okay.
So it's, you know, higher.
All of them carry different weights. Types. Okay.
Yeah. Because obviously the more secured stuff's.
Okay.
So. Look, you have to evaluate your situation. This is, you know, this is the most trivial part of it. But you have to figure out how much you're bringing in and how much you're spending on your credit. So if you have 10 credit cards and you're trying to figure out how to get out of debt, first we want to start with the highest interest rate.
Correct.
But even more important than that is to get the lowest balance paid off first. So when you take a look at all your credit cards and your mortgage and your auto, so generally your credit cards are going to be charging you more.
Correct.
Is that a fair statement?
Yep.
It's the dumbest credit to have. They charge you 18% and it's not tax deductible.
Right.
The dumbest credit
right.
you can
have. So now let's say you have five credit cards.
Okay.
Okay. You owe $1,000, $1,000, $1,000, $250.
Pay the $250. Pay the minimum on the other ones.
Pay
the
$250
max on $250.
Right. Then take that extra payment, boom, start paying down the next lowest one.
Gotcha.
So that's the quickest way. And I recommend this. I taught Saturday at the Executive MBA at Kennesaw State. You know, you have to pull your credit at least once a year. And I actually recommend you pull your criminal.
Well, I don't know about that.
No, you know we had a situation here where somebody had something put on their criminal that was not them. And we had to fight. It took a long time to get that fixed.
That is true.
They had no idea. And had we not...
They had no idea because they never changed jobs.
Right.
And
it was just a mistaken identity.
Yes.
You know.
Well, I do.
But that's pretty
hard
to explain to a non-understanding boss, which, you know, clearly you are not. You are definitely an understanding boss.
Thank you. Wow. Is there any secret cut to this? Anything you can obviously is knock it over your head. But there are some things to raise your credit score that you can do.
Well, I mean, make your payments on time.
Well, I know that. But there are also some other things, too. One of them is surprisingly, don't quit a credit card, even though you've paid it off.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I've never
had that problem.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. Well, I don't borrow too much anymore.
I mean, it's just my experience is pay your bills.
Yeah,
and make more than the minimum payment. Obviously, if you're in debt up to your eyeballs, I understand this. You have to start somewhere. So you can't eat an elephant any other way but one bite at a time.
Also, at any time, you can put in your credit report your position on something.
Yes.
I had
lost my job.
Or, for example, it's in there that you didn't pay your veterinarian. Okay?
Right.
Personal experience. You put a letter in there and say, this is the nastiest son of a gun. He did the most rotten job in the world, and I won't pay him ever. And you put it in there.
Right.
So somebody looks at your credit and say, oh, there's a flag on there because he didn't pay his veterinarian. Looks and goes, oh, I've had an experience with my vet.
Except for when you're shopping for a car, they're just pulling your FICO score. Really? All they care about is the
no
FICO
person,
score.
No touchy-feely? Okay.
No. But, you should defend your position. You definitely should.
Right. Bill, is there someplace somebody can get a hold of us?
They can call us at 770-429-9166.
What's that number again?
770-429-9166.
It's been a slice of heaven.
It's always been a slice of heaven. We'll see you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.